Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from loved ones and spirits, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Kathy Nadal, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a few quick updates. On November 11th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, afterlife, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support group, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And for more information, email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And CAMLAC is spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. Next up, we have a very special opportunity for everyone listening. This holiday season, we have a raffle you can enter to win a one-hour mediumship reading with world-renowned medium and New York Times bestselling author Laura Lynn Jackson. In the spirit of the holidays and to help raise funds for the Forever Family Foundation, Laura Lynn Jackson has donated a one-hour reading to one lucky winner. The drawing will take place on December 21st, 2023 at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can go on the website to find the link to enter the raffle. April 5th, 2024, we have our Spring Grief Transformation Retreat. It was featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death. This is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center with a bucolic setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the mind to the reality that there is life beyond the physical realm. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. If you want to attend this retreat, please buy your tickets now. It sells out very, very quickly. And for more information about us, please visit us on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. I'll introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Kathy Nadal, and she began communicating with spirits at the age of 9. Kathy has trained at the Arthur Findlay College in England, and she's not only one of the certified Forever Family mediums, but she is also a clairvoyant who specializes in coffee readings, which you can see a sample of on her website. Kathy remains active in the U.S. military, and she also participates in events for wounded veterans. And she is also the author of the book, Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee, Stories of a Psychic Medium in New York City. And I'm always so happy to have her on the show. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. Of course. I love having you on. you're so good on the radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to report that I retired 2 years ago from the military.
You know what? I was just going to say, I don't remember if I heard that you retired or if you told me last time.
2 years went fast. I know.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So but I'm still very active. I do a lot of fundraising. I do a fundraising on my website for Sergeant Eddie Ryan. He was a Marine Scout sniper that was stationed in Iraq the same time that I was in Iraq. And he got shot twice in the head by Friendly Fire. So I always offer like a special 15-minute reading to support him. 100% of that reading goes directly to him. So I'm a huge supporter of our military and our veterans. And so thank you for mentioning my background.
Oh, of course. I'll have to update that in your bio. Committing
no worries.
To military work. Okay, so Kathy, we have some time to chat. And I'm going to ask you a question that I kind of know the answer to already, but I'm going to ask you anyway, because our listeners would probably like to hear us talk about it. So a lot of mediums have written books. I am not one of them, but you are. You have two books, correct?
Correct, yeah.
You have two of them. So before we talk about your books in particular and what they're about, because I do want to mention them, I know a lot of mediums, when they write a book, they'll say that the book just kind of came as like a download, or one day they were meditating or washing the dishes or something, and their guides or spirit or their, you know, father and spirit or someone will kind of come through to them with the message, like, you have to write this book, and then they sit down and it pours out of them. Or, you know, their guides or spirit kind of helps them write it, you know, through the whole process. Did that happen with you when you wrote your book? Like, was there some like message you got, or did you just kind of feel like you had to do it, or was there a download?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, because I started, when I came home from Iraq, there was a few people that had asked me to start doing the coffee readings publicly, either at a psychic fair or at a party. And a lot of the stories were really interesting, like individual readings, actually individual images that showed up in the cups. And I started to take photographs of them. And, you know, a few people at these parties said, you know, you should really write about my, you know, image, or write about my story. And I said, well, I mean, if I wrote about it, I have to write a book. And right. There was numerous people that had said that to me. And I said, well, if I write a book, I'm of course going to change your name. And of course, I'm going to change, you know, the particulars of the circumstance. But they encouraged me. It was really the people that, you know, I was sitting with and doing the readings to that actually had inspired me. And it really came through taking photographs of the images. That's why I have them posted on my website. And I don't really do a lot of the coffee reading now, only for the fact that it has to be done in person. Right. And we just went through this huge pandemic, and, you know, people are still a little leery about meeting in person. So most of the work that I do is on Zoom. But it was really the people that I was sitting with that inspired that book. And the second book actually came, again, by people that follow me. A lot of people, after a reading, I always tell people after a reading, you know, take notes or listen to the Zoom and take notes again. Whatever you don't understand, put like in a separate column, because it'll either come to you, it'll be validated through a family member. And I get emails all the time saying the person said, I was adamant, I didn't know what you were talking about. And, you know, so there's a sometimes follow-up emails. And in many emails, you know, a lot of people were saying, I read your first book and I feel like I don't know enough about you. And they, you know, of course, know that I had spent 30 years in the military and spent majority of my life as a nurse. So they wanted to know me as a person, not just the readings that I gave. So the second book was really inspired by people wanting to know me and how difficult or how interesting of a life I've had being psychic and being a medium in the aspects of being, you know, someone in the military, somebody that was in a combat zone, somebody that was, you know, at the bedside, taking care of patients throughout my career. So, you know, again, it came through other people encouraging me to write that, you know, those stories.
Oh, that's very interesting. So it's almost like spirit kind of, they nudged you through other people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's kind of, it came through curiosity. And I always try to, when people ask me like, well, how would you describe it? It's usually people come to me through their own curiosity. It's either they want to know more, or somebody else experienced the reading and now they're curious. So a lot of times people kind of tiptoe through this experience. They don't come barreling through as all believers. They kind of experience it at their own pace. And, you know, a lot of people have used that word, curiosity. It's through their own curiosity. And it's through their curiosity that those books were kind of born.
Right. That's so interesting. I love that. And I think, too, for someone, because I don't know you so well, but we do know each other. And I feel like your energy is very sort of grounded and logical. And I don't want to use the word skeptical, but I'm sure you wouldn't be doing this work if you didn't have it kind of proved to you in a very tangible way over and over again. And
Oh, yeah.
it seems like that's the way that sort of spirit worked with the book thing, right? They sent people, because I, you know, it's interesting even that you're saying this to me. I the more I think about it, the more that I feel like that's kind of unusual, because I've been doing this work for so long and none of my clients have ever said, you should write a book about this. You know what I mean? Like that's not really the normal response. No, I shouldn't say normal, but the usual response from a client is not, you know, you should really write about this, or, you know, so I kind of
Yeah,
feel
it's
like,
true. But I guess the work that I do is different. Like, not a lot of people are doing coffee readings, and not a
right.
lot of people are running around the combat zone. And, you know, so I'm kind of like in my own kind of category, I
Yeah, you're definitely in your own lane for sure with those two. Definitely. But yeah, I think that's so interesting, because I know, like in my case, I've never written a book, but I actually have been harassed by several people in spirit and living about writing a book, and I just, you know, I kind of haven't, just because I feel like, well, what the hell am I going to say that hasn't been said already? You know what I mean? But it's interesting, Kathy, because you just kind of gave me a sign about it, and I don't even think you intended to. But I've been getting the same message that you did about people. People want to know about you, like they want to know about your life
Correct.
and your
Yeah,
story, and
that's right.
you know.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing that a lot over the last week or so. Believe it or not, like
Yeah,
directed at me.
exactly. But you know, Joe, I had an interesting experience recently that I just want to share with you because it kind of comes around that same story. I went to visit my family gravesite in Valhalla, and it's in Gate of Heaven. And as I approached the gravesite, there was two women standing there, and they stopped me and they said, "Oh wow, we're neighbors," meaning like their family plot was, you know, in the vicinity. And as we were just kind of talking, you know, they shared their experience, and you know, I, you know, explained my family, and they had a similar thing where their, you know, their father was in with their mother's family, same as mine. You know, it was like kind of like a similar thing. And one of them said, "You know, I feel kind of badly because I don't have children." And I said, "Well, neither do I." And they said, "Well, you know, who will come to see us, or who will come to check on the grave?" And I said, "Well, you know, my perspective is that at least, you know, in living life, we know where we're going to be, and we're comfortable with that decision. You know, in our living life, we make that selection, and it gives us peace of mind while we're here in our living life." The minute that I said that, it like completely gave her clarity, and it was like a sigh of release that came right over her face, and she looked at her sister, and her sister just smiled, you know. And it was just like I felt like everything that I've been thinking of, because I'm in the same kind of predicament, like I don't have children and my family's, you know, smaller now. You know, it's the idea of while you're living, you have to be comfortable with all your decisions. You can't worry about things that are going to happen when you're no longer here, you know. And it's just interesting how people come in your path. You know, like I wasn't expecting people to be literally a few graves away. You know what I mean? And it's just timing in life, you know, like they needed that conversation, or maybe I needed that conversation, or maybe we both needed that conversation. Like you can't question things. You know what I mean? It's like
I
things are meant
agree.
to be, you
And
know?
I say this all the time, and another medium friend of mine says it too, that some of the best messages you get from spirit won't even be from a medium. They'll be from just like the lady in the grocery store. You know what I mean? That's
Exactly,
bagging your
exactly.
groceries, and she just happens to say something to you, and you're like, now what the hell are the odds that this woman who knows nothing about me would have said that, and it's exactly what I needed to hear? Or, I mean, you are a medium, so it's a little bit different
Oh, yeah.
when you say something to someone. But it's funny, you know. I think as much as we give messages, we kind of get them too from unlikely places,
Yeah, but
oftentimes.
this was just a conversation, you know. I wasn't giving
Right, you aren't
readings
doing
or
every day.
anything, but it was interesting that we were in the same predicament. You know, a lot of people are walking around life now, you know, especially after COVID, looking at their individual life. You know, either they have a lot of people in their life or they don't have a lot of people in their life. And COVID kind of forced a lot of people to kind of reevaluate their life, you
Right,
know,
that's true.
and that didn't really happen until we all kind of went into isolation. And
Right.
I actually talk about it in my second book because
Oh.
it really did. I, you know, of course, working in a hospital, we were impacted by COVID. I live one block away from a very big hospital. You know, banging on the pots and pans, and you know, all of that that was going on here in the New York City area, had a huge impact to the neighborhood and to those that were, you know, healthcare workers, but also for people that become our clients. You know, that COVID has taken a lot of family members. So I did tuck it in as a chapter only for the fact that it has had such a huge impact on the world right now. And COVID, as everyone knows, isn't really going away. It's still kind of lingering. So, I mean, you're in the New York City area. I mean, other parts of the country had different experiences, but those of us that were here, it was kind of an epicenter at one
Yeah,
point.
it was pretty crazy when, especially in the city where I was living at the time when it happened. I was on the east side of all the hospitals, and it was kind of wild.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, so I just wanted to see where you were at with the whole book thing. But very good. So before we move on to callers, if someone wants to read your book or buy your book, can they do it on Amazon, your website? Where
Oh,
can they find
sure.
it?
Yeah. On my website, I advertise it, but it's on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. And they're both listed on the website. One of them is called Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee, and the other one is Entry Dance by the Light of the Moon. And the second book, the foreword was actually written by Dr. Lori Nadell. And she's wonderful. She's actually a well-known author herself. She's a famous journalist. She worked at CBS and did with Dan Rather for years. So her foreword is actually tremendous. And yeah, she's actually going to be on Coast to Coast coming up if anyone's interested, I think on November 14th.
Oh, that's
She does
awesome.
a lot of work with animal Reiki. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Awesome. Okay, so for those of us who are just joining, we have Kathy Nadell on the show tonight, and Kathy's website is www.dreamcentralstation.com. Okay, so Kathy, ready for the phone lines?
Yes, thank
All right,
you.
cool. So before we take our first caller, if we take your call on the air, as always, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection with spirit. And Kathy will do a mini reading for you, or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to answer your questions. Okay, so first up, we have Tanisha from DC. Hi, Tanisha.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing well tonight. So happy to hear your voice.
Good, good. We're happy to hear your voice. Okay, so Tanisha, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
A connection with spirit.
Awesome. Okay, I'll turn it over to Kathy.
Hi, Tanisha.
Kathy, hello.
Hi. So when I deliver information to you, I'm just going to say, does this make sense? Just say yes or no. These readings are really short, so I'm going to try to talk as fast as I can. When I connect with spirit, I actually have a woman in spirit. She comes through in a very big, loving way. I feel like she's referencing your mom's side of the family or being connected on your mom's side. Do you understand this? She feels like she could be like grandma or like definitely a mom energy. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes,
Okay.
I
All right.
understand that.
Good. She feels like grandma to me. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
It's interesting because I feel like she's referencing you, but she keeps saying sister. So is that correct that you have a sister, or she's referencing your mom having a sister?
We both have sisters.
Oh, wow. Okay, hang on. She's kind of pointing to you, and she's talking about you being a leader or a progression in your life. She's kind of smiling at me. She's giving me this feeling that you have really surprised yourself in life. She gives me this feeling that there was like a start and stop with you. Like you were going to go in a different direction and then you kind of changed it and you went in this other direction. And she's kind of giving me this feeling that the switch or the change in direction worked out better for you. Do you understand what she's referencing?
Yes, that makes sense.
She's being like a cheerleader for you. She keeps giving me this feeling like you don't doubt yourself, don't doubt yourself. She says you're a lot like your mom, and she's kind of like smiling and giving me the impression that you would disagree. Why is she doing that? Do you understand that?
That makes sense too. I do understand that, yeah.
Yeah, she has sweet energy. I like it. She keeps calling you the leader. So I don't know if you're the firstborn or whatever, but she keeps saying that you're the leader, you're the leader. She says you have a really big heart. She's kind of protecting you and your big heart. Do you understand her doing that?
Yes, I
She's
would understand that.
protecting you and your big heart. So it's like You're always wanting to help people. You always want to look after people, but you don't always get that energy back. She's coming in with like kind of a real protection to you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
She says somebody has the first name with the M, and it's not like a nickname, Mom. It's more like a first name. So do you know what she's referencing with that?
No, I don't understand that.
Okay, so like I said earlier, when you take your notes, just put the M down. She gives me a very family feeling with that. So it's either a first
Okay.
name or a last name, but it does feel connected at the family level. With her, though, she gives me this feeling that her health was really up and down. She gives me more of a medical feeling. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Something's with some, she gives me, it's hard just to describe over kind of the radio with you, but when they show us things, sometimes they give me the feeling it's for them or for someone else. She gives me this feeling of pulling towards somebody else. Somebody else is having like stomach issues. So when they give me the pulling away feeling, that's for someone here in the living. So just check in and see who's having stomach issues. Would you understand that?
I don't, but I'll
Okay,
jot that
so just
down.
see if that comes up. She gives me this kind of feeling of like somebody's going through something or somebody needs to get something checked. They don't do any real prediction stuff, but she gives me more of a separated feeling. Okay, she does
Okay.
reference you being like a teacher or an instructor or whatever. Even if you say you don't do that for a living, she keeps telling me she's the teacher. So would you understand those references that she's giving it to me like that?
About a minute left.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Thank you. I know Joe's my timekeeper. So I just want to wrap up here. She sends you a lot of love. She keeps kind of circling around your mom. So check in with mom or keep checking in with mom. Even though your grandmother's on the other side, she comes through with this protective energy to protecting you, but also you looking in on your mom. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, good. Well, I give you a big hug over the phone here, and you take care, okay, Tanisha?
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank
Wait,
you.
you know what, Tanisha, before you go, I'm going to jump in. I hope you don't mind.
Yes. Of
I
course
just
not.
got such a random thing. You said, of course you don't mind, right? No one usually does. I'm assuming this is for you and not the next caller, but it could be. Sometimes I get screwed up on the radio. But anyway, Tanisha, your grandmother, I see her standing with a man too on the other side. So I'm assuming that you have like, I'm assuming this is grandmother. But there's a man next to her in the same generation, so I would have to take that as like grandfather or a spouse, or you know, like that type of energy. And
Okay.
just to know him. But do you know if anybody is getting a dog or like just adopted a dog or something? Or your grandmother showed me like a dog with a bow around it, so that's got to be like a gift or someone just got a dog. Do you know who that is?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Please just keep that there, because if someone calls you in like 2 days and they're like, "Oh my God, we got a dog," it's just your grandmother acknowledging she sees the family. That's all. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. Okay, but yeah, I had to. I was, Kathy, it was the weirdest thing. As you're talking, I'm like, "Where the hell is this dog coming from? Like, what is this?" But I was like, "Oh, let me just say it and not leave it
Oh,
alone." You
yeah.
know,
But
might be
that's
like.
what I was, but Joe, that's what I was saying before. I always tell people to write it down. You know, it's amazing the timing of things. Sometimes it happens after the reading, sometimes it's a month after, or
Right.
you know, it's the when we get it, we have to give it. Do you know what I mean? That's the way I work, at least.
Right.
I think
Same.
you do too.
Yeah, same. And honestly, for anyone listening out there, I almost force people to record their readings or at least write them down, because there's going to be at least one piece of information that you don't remember that ends up being true, or that you didn't know about, or a prediction. So it really is, to your point, Kathy, that's a drive it home too hard, but it is really good to have a record, especially the things that don't make sense, because those are usually like the best validations. You know what I mean? Like when it's
Oh
something
yeah.
that nobody could have known.
Exactly. Well, thank God for Zoom, because
Yes.
now all the readings are being recorded, so all the
Yeah.
clients, you know, they can have them.
Right. No one has to worry about it. Okay. Next up, we have Valerie from Chicago. Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, Valerie, did you want to have a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
With spirit. I want to be connected. I'm hoping to get connected with my father and my brother.
Okay, awesome. Well, turn you over to Kathy.
Hi, Valerie. I know you mentioned your father or your brother, but I can just go with what I'm being shown. So you're going to have to, sure. Kind of just give me the yes or no if it makes sense to you. I keep getting the month of October in a really big way. And at the same time, I keep getting three children. So would you understand someone having either three children or referencing three children? Just yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So I do feel like I'm kind of connecting with your dad, but let's just see. Okay. I do feel like he's showing me a J initial. When they show me a J, it's for a first name. Do you understand that?
Did you say J?
J initial. Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Just say yes or no. This, I feel like I'm connecting with your dad, but I'm just going to keep going, okay? This is a very protective man. I feel like he keeps showing me, like, driving references or, like, the steering wheel or, like, teaching driving or whatever, but he's showing me car references and driving reference, like, in a really big way. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting because I keep seeing a little tiny picture of a little girl that looks like she's 2 or 3 years old. I feel like she's wearing like a little pink dress. I feel like he's referencing you or another little girl as a 2 or 3 year old, but I feel like it's a little party dress. So do you understand that photograph that I'm being shown?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. There's also this feeling of like your dad's family feels really, really different than your mom's family. I just get this feeling of like, when they met, they had to have met, and it's like, okay, let's figure out this other family. Do you understand that? It's like they have to get to know each other's families, like the traditions or the whatever. They just have to learn each other's family. And your dad comes through with like a really big heart. It's like he's one of these people that does things because he wants to, because he really believes in it. He's showing me symbols that would be like moral values, judgments, like really believing and being like that. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
There's a big thing with like how you present yourself or how you represent things. He's like a prideful person, but it's like connecting with the family, like kind of like be proud, and, keep the family proud. It's a lot on like, I don't want to use the word presentation, but he's showing it to me like really like showing like you have to really keep us all proud. Do you understand that feeling that he's giving me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's got a name with an M. Is there like a Michael or a Mark?
Yeah.
Is that connected with your brother or your father?
That's me, my husband.
Oh, my okay. Son. All right. Okay, as long as it connects. Okay. And then it's interesting because the difference between your father and your brother, they stretch out the time. So their passings are not right on top of each other. There's like a few years apart. Would you understand the stretching of time?
Yeah.
I don't know if somebody had an issue with alcohol or somebody didn't allow the alcohol, but they're showing me like a reference for alcohol and then they take it away. Do you understand that?
Yes.
The like alcohol and then taking it away kind of a thing. There's a lot of love here. I don't know if like your brother gives me a different energy feeling than your dad. Was he a little misunderstood at times?
Who, my brother or my dad?
Your brother.
As a child.
Yeah, I think there's like a little bit of a misunderstanding either between him and someone else, or he felt that he was a little misunderstood. I just keep getting a symbol around him about being understood. Does that clarify it a little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I know Joe's our timekeeper, but I am seeing the month of December. When they show me the month, it's either a birthday, anniversary, or passing. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of love from the other side. I don't know if you're your dad's favorite, but I keep hearing baby, my baby, my baby. So would you understand being like dad's favorite?
Yes.
Aw. Well, I'm just going to leave you with that. I know Joe's our timekeeper, but I'm sending you a hug over the radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Awesome. Kathy, you're on a roll as usual.
It's a
Okay.
lot. It goes fast, you know? So I'm trying to talk really fast here, you know?
Well, listen, that's the New York coming out. I get it. We're both in the same place.
The
Yeah. And we thrive when it's fast paced. Okay, next up we have Devin from Florida. Hi, Devin.
Hi. Hi,
How
Kathy.
are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, thanks. So Devin, did you want to make a connection with spirit or did you have a question?
I wanted to make a connection with the spirit.
Okay, awesome. You got it.
Hey Devin, it's Kathy. Just like I said
Hi,
before,
Kathy.
I'm going to present information to you. I'm just going to say, does this make sense? Yes or no? When I connect with you, I have a woman in spirit. She feels like on the family level. She feels very close to you. I don't know if this is like a mom energy, but she feels very much connected to you. Do you understand having a woman in spirit? It feels kind of like mom energy.
Mom energy, no.
Okay. Would you understand a woman in spirit who was a mom?
No.
Yeah, because I keep what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a woman in spirit. She's giving me like a mom energy and she's speaking about words like home, family, that kind of thing. So unless you can identify with her, I'll try to move on, but do you understand having a woman in spirit at all?
Woman in spirit, yes.
Okay. All right. So let me just try to just give you a little bit more information. There's a real connection with love here, and I feel like she's coming through in a protective way to you. It's like she's showing me mothering you, and I don't know why I keep getting these references. I just repeat what I see in here, and she's like looking into you or checking in on you. It's like she's trying to give me that protection feeling. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
There's a lot of hearts here. So there's definitely a love connection. And I keep seeing the month of June, July, June, July. So would you understand those 2 months being significant?
Yes.
So that, again, I say is a birthday anniversary or a passing. And it's interesting because I keep wanting to be like on the water or by the ocean with this person. Do you understand like a water connection with them in life?
Yes.
Okay. This passing feels quick or unexpected. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel a little bit split over it. When I focus in on this, I get question marks. So it's either those here in the living questioned the passing, or there was a conversation and people are still questioning that. But when the question marks are shown to me hanging in the air, it means that things still feel somewhat unresolved over that. Do you understand that?
Yes.
There's also a D initial, so I don't know if you can understand who the D is.
Yes.
And an S initial. Do you understand the S person?
No.
All right, so write down the S. I keep seeing musical notes going around me. This person's very much connected with music. Is this like a significant other to you?
No.
Because I keep getting like heart and love and all of this. There's a lot of like references that way. This person really loves you. Do you understand that feeling that I'm getting?
Yes.
Because I keep seeing words that are home and family and house and like all of this. The music piece comes in very clearly, and I keep seeing a car door shutting. So I don't understand the reference of the corridor. Whatever I see, I share. So I don't know if that makes sense to you. Do you understand any of that?
No, not the car door.
Okay. So I'm going to just pause here. Joe, are you getting any connection here? I want to make sure.
You know what, Kathy? I actually am kind of tuning in, but I got to be honest with both of you. I don't know where I'm even going with this, so please just hang in there with me for a second. And Kathy, if you want to jump back in, please do. So, Devin, I kind of am picking up on some of the same stuff that Kathy is. When she asked if this was a significant other with you, I do feel like there is a romantic relationship that I have to talk about. So, do you know if anyone passed? How could I put this? I'm trying not to be general. Just give me one second. There seems to be like I'm connected with someone on the other side who wants to talk about a significant other that would still be here in the physical world that I have to talk about. So, Devin, are you currently married?
Yes.
Okay, and your partner is still alive, whoever you're with?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like I kind of want to talk about your relationship. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
But now, Devin, on the other side, I am getting whoever this is kind of younger to have passed. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So would this be like either child to you, or it could even be in your like the person being your generation, because you feel kind of young to me as well? Would you understand who that connection?
Yes.
Okay. So this would be like daughter to you?
Yes.
Okay. So I think I'm having your daughter bring up your relationship with I'm assuming your wife. I'm hearing something about making sure that the two of you, I want to say stay together, but it's more about, I feel like I don't want to talk about breaking up, but more about, making sure you're both on the same page, or, your daughter showed me a lot about making sure you two are communicating the way that you're supposed to, and she showed me, a house with a lot of property. I don't know if this is like a farm or a ranch, or someone just you're calling from Florida. So it kind of has that vibe of like the Carolinas, possibly Florida. I'll take that. I don't know if this is a place where you live, or it's somewhere in your family, or possibly even that's what she's talking about. You need to communicate a little bit better about. But I don't know what this would have to even do with her, to be honest with you, but she's just bringing it up. But her big concern right now is that you and your wife, you and your marriage, you make sure that you're communicating or talking or keeping things, flowing smoothly. Every relationship has its problems, obviously, nothing sunshine and rainbows all the time. But that's a huge part of it that your daughter is talking about. There's another thing that she said, though, that I want to make sure I get in, enough time before we go to the next caller. Devin, I keep hearing the word suspect. I was hearing it before. I'm hearing it again. I don't know if I'm supposed to take that literally, that there's a suspect at large, or if we suspect somebody of doing something wrong and that's why your daughter may have passed. Sometimes I'll get that kind of vibe if it was a medical error or something like that. Would you understand what she's showing me here, or what she's talking about when she says that? Because it's kind of odd for me to get that word.
And sort of, yes.
Okay. I'll take that. But is this connected to are we suspecting a mistake on a medical professional's part or something? Or is that the way that you're thinking of it?
Not necessarily a mistake, just unknown.
Meaning that they didn't know what they were doing kind of thing?
No, just, we don't know.
We don't know
how she passed.
So you're not really too sure what happened right now?
Yes.
Devin, either this is a very recent passing, or you're somehow going to get some kind of answer about this, because your daughter gave it to me we're going to close this issue eventually, you're going to know. So is she a recent passing, your daughter?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Because I really feel like either we're just waiting for some kind of paperwork, and you're gonna have the, you will have the answer, and I feel like the answer will be the correct one. But Devin, I have to be honest with you. Your daughter's making me feel like there will be some suspicion, or we're gonna suspect somebody of, well, why did this happen? Or I don't want to upset you or make you stressed about, you know, even more stressed about this than you, I'm sure you are, but your daughter is wanting to sort of validate that, like, there may be something on there where you have one question answered, but then there's going to be another one, like, okay, well, why did this happen then? Or did they do something wrong? Or, she, you know, she's kind of, I shouldn't say she's hinting at that. She's talking about it. I don't think this was anything intentional or anything like that. You know, like no foul play, but she is sort of showing me my symbol for when there's an issue, you know, with that kind of thing. And there's like someone to blame or someone we're questioning or a group of people. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then your daughter also gave me, I felt like kind of like feverish in my head, felt like a little bit of pressure, even a headache. Do you know if there was anything going on with the brain or and any like head, anything with your daughter?
Yes.
Okay, because she made me feel like that's really the area, like, we have to focus on, like, that's where the problem was, or, you know, that kind of thing. I even actually went, she went as far as to show me my symbol for seizures. So do you know, was there anything connected with your daughter having a seizure, or do you know if that was possible?
Possible, yes.
Okay, because I heard something about that, but it's, so I'll share with you, my dad has seizures, so when they show me my dad, I know I'm talking about a seizure thing. But she did say it's a little bit different than what my father has. So it may be like a different kind of seizure, like not like the run of the mill. I've got to be honest, I'm not a doctor, so I don't even know what that would mean. But it's like a seizure, but it's not. Or it's a seizure, but a kind that most people, you know, it's like a little bit more rare or something. Or it's like the other kind that most people don't get. There is some connection to that as well that she just wants to bring up. But your daughter's focus, she doesn't want to, again, stress you out. She said she just needs you to know that you're going to get your answers. Like, that's super important. She's literally shown me a file, and I feel like she showed me someone, like, stamping it, like, case closed kind of thing. Like, we're going to get the answer. So please, I don't know if that's why you came, you know, you called in to see if you can get some answers, or were wondering if you were going to get it at all. But she really makes me feel like that is the major message here, is that you're going to get the answers, okay?
Okay. Well,
all right, Kevin Willison, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy.
All right. You take care.
Yeah. Take care.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right, Kathy. We
Thanks, Joe. I know sometimes we need each other in these things.
You know what? It's so hard on the radio. Honestly, I'm probably going to get I'm going to get hate mail now, because I kind of went kind of a long time over that last reading, but we had to. We cannot control what spirit gives us, so we got it.
Oh yeah, but the important thing, but the important thing for the audience to realize is that we can link. We can find the same link. So yeah, exactly. I linked with the daughter, and then, you know, I couldn't place her position, but then you were able to link with her as well. So that's something that I think is really interesting for the audience to see.
Right, exactly. There you go. See, all right. So no one send me hate mail, okay? Okay, next up we have Pam from Nevada. Hi, Pam. Pam, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, great.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so Pam, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
Connection with Spirit, please.
Okay, great. You got it. I'm going to turn you over to Kathy.
Hi, Pam. Just like I said, I'm trying to give you a lot of information in a short period of time. So I'm going to just check in and say, does this make sense? Just say yes or no. As I connect with you, I have a man in Spirit. It comes through in a very fatherly way to you. Do you understand having like a father figure in Spirit?
Father figure, yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Because he comes through in a fatherly way. This is someone that you would have known in life. He comes through like a big personality. It's interesting, too, because I feel like he's kind of showing me you, but showing me kind of like that your life has really changed a bit. Do you understand that? He's giving me this really big feeling of pride around you. And he keeps saying that you're like the great helper, that you coordinate people, if you really coordinated for people. And he's very proud of you. Somehow he feels family to me. So even though he's a father figure, he feels like he's tucked in with your family. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting because he doesn't give me like, he gives me this kind of back and forth feeling over his passing. He gives me this feeling of like well and then not well. He kind of touches on a medical feeling, but he gives me this feeling of like either some people knew what was going on, some people didn't, but he's kind of like giving me this well, not well feeling. Do you understand that?
Not entirely, no.
Okay, because he gives me this feeling of like he's kind of a private man or he kept some things private. So I feel like that's why he's showing it to me in that way. Would you understand that?
Possibly. Yeah. If it's the person I'm thinking of, maybe. You know, it's hard to say. I was very young when I knew him.
Yeah, he's just giving me this feeling of like not just knowing you, but he knows other people that are connected to you. So he must know your family or he must know family members, but he's not just connecting with you. He's connecting with your family. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I also feel like I'm shifting a bit. There's a woman in spirit as well. She comes in like the family level, but I also feel like she connects on like a motherly level for you. So would you understand having like mom or aunt in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I'm shifting and it's kind of interesting because she's showing me like a really big feeling of like, Don't worry. It's like she doesn't want you to worry about what's going on. She gives me this feeling that since she's passed, the family's kind of shifted a bit. Do you understand that feeling that she's giving me?
I think so.
Yeah, she gives me this feeling of like things have shifted. She kept things together. She kept things a certain way when she was here. She gives me a lot of symbols for tradition or things that were kept kind of her way for a long time. And since she's gone, she's giving me this feeling of things have shifted a bit. People have shifted a bit as well. Do you understand that?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. She talks about a J name. So would you understand the person with the J initial?
I do.
Okay. All right. Good. She keeps kind of running my hands, like she's running her hands through my hair and she's kind of like fixing herself. Sometimes they do that in a way of like showing how they were in life, but she's kind of like fixing her hair and like kind of like looking in the mirror. Do you understand that reference for her?
I think I do.
Yeah. It's cute, actually. She just wants to make sure she's like what she's looking like and all that. She gives me this feeling of letting you all do what you needed to do. She gives me this feeling of like educating or informing, but letting you all have your own decisions. And she's like very proud of that. She never really like told someone they can't do something. And she's really proud of that. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
She gives me this feeling of being kind of like educating and guiding, but not saying you can't do something. And it's not like a task, but it's more like your goals, your dreams, that kind of thing. It's interesting because she gives me that someone has moved out of state and I don't know what that means. So what is the significant move or the significant move out of state reference that she's showing me?
About 30 seconds.
I don't know. I couldn't say.
All right. So just take a look at that. These readings go really, really fast. I hope I was able to capture her enough for you. I give you a big hug over the radio.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Pam.
Joe, you're my timekeeper here.
Have a good night. Yeah, I know. I'm messing you up all time here. You're welcome, Pam. Have a good night.
You too. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
I know it's not as smooth when we have to like cut things off.
I know. I always feel so bad, but I'm like, you know what? We gotta be fair. Gotta keep it short.
Yeah. Okay. So I try to talk fast. So
you do a good job. No, I'm not worried about you. Okay, we have time for one more reading. So we have Vanessa from Illinois. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. You have such a bubbly voice. I love it. Keep giving us high energy for the last reading. Very good. Okay, so Vanessa, did you have a question for us? Or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
Connection with spirit.
Okay, I'll turn you over to Kathy.
Okay, Vanessa, like I was saying, I deliver information really fast. So as I give you information, I'll say, does this make sense? Just say yes or no. I have a woman in spirit. I do feel like she comes through as if she's a grandmother, but I feel like she's referencing you in a big way. So would you understand having grandmother in spirit?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I also feel like, let me just explain what I'm saying. Would you understand her describing one side of the family one way and then another side of the family another? Because I do feel like she's saying one side of the family is either more distant or you don't know them as well. Because she's giving me like kind of a different feeling between both sides of the family. So that would be like mom's side and dad's side. Do you understand that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I feel like she's giving me kind of like validating the way the family is. She feels like she's on mom's side. Is that the correct side?
She's on, like, is she related to my mom?
Yeah, like this woman feels like she's connected on mom's side. Is that correct?
So she would be related to my dad.
All right, so hang on a second. Let me just give you a little bit more information. I have grandmother in spirit. I feel like there is a big difference between one side of the family versus the other, but it's a reference of being distant or not knowing or not being connected. Do you understand that? Because that piece feels important.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also a reference to your mom, and I keep feeling like they're bringing up your mom, so that's why I felt like this woman was connected to your mom. So would you understand this grandmother bringing up your mom being here living in life, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's like a lot of like she's circling around energy around your mom. So would you understand her bringing up your mom? Like, are you concerned about your mom?
I know my mom just had a, her dad just passed, and she actually just got connected with you guys. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So that was another caller. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Yeah. Because she keeps, this woman is coming through giving me the feeling of you're worried about your mom, you're worried about your mom. So that totally makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. This grandmother is coming through kind of like taking a back seat and looking at what's going on and giving you a lot of love. She keeps showing me the number 26. So do you understand the number 26 for either age or date?
Yes, my birthday.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Yeah, she's just, she's really sweet. I like when they do things like that. She keeps giving me this feeling of like sitting in the background, kind of watching everything. She's giving me a lot of gratitude and a lot of like love towards you and kind of keeping an eye and supporting your mom. She also shows me the month of April in a very big way. So do you understand the month of April?
April, yeah, my dad's birthday.
Okay, great. Yeah. She also gives me this big feeling about family. So it's like she's kind of like around you and around your plans for your own family. Do you understand that?
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? You're breaking up a little.
She's around you, but she's also showing me symbols around you regarding your own family, meaning like motherhood for you or motherhood things around for you. And she's around that in a very positive way.
Okay.
Yeah, she's also showing me a lot of animal symbols. It's like you're the animal lover in the family, but she keeps putting a lot of animals around you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, she's sweet. Very good. Wow. Well, I'm going to give you a big hug over the radio. Do you have any questions for me? I know you said that your mom connected before, and I'm really glad that we were able to help her as well as trying to be able to help you tonight.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you guys.
And
have
listening.
A great night.
Oh, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, awesome. Well, we are just about out of time, my friend. This hour really goes so fast every time.
Oh, it does. I know, but that was really neat that she said that her mom had called in and we made a connection. That's great.
I think that might be a first, at least since I'm doing that. Since I'm doing the radio show, I don't know about in the history of it, but
wow.
I've never heard that before. That's pretty cool. Okay, well, we are out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Kathy Nadal, for joining us this evening. And Kathy, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or they want to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way through your website?
Yes, www.dreamcentralstation.com.
Perfect. Okay, well, I'd like to thank you again, Kathy. And I'd like to thank all of our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out more of my work, you can visit me online at joeperetta.com, or you can follow me on Instagram or on TikTok at Joe Peretta. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.